This is the Sakar Merli of the 1st of August, 2024. Essence, sweet children, you cannot return home without becoming pure. Therefore, charge the soul's batteries by having remembrance of the Father and become pure naturally. Question. What does the Father teach you before taking you home? Answer. Children, before going back home, die alive. This is why Baba makes you practice going beyond the consciousness of your bodies in advance. That is, he teaches you to die alive. To go up above means to die. You have now received the knowledge of coming and going. You souls know that you have come from up above in order to play your parts through those bodies. Originally, you were residents of that place, and you now have to return there. Om Shanti. There is no difficulty in considering yourselves to be souls and in remembering the Father. You mustn't choke on that. This is called easy remembrance. First of all, each of you has to consider yourself to be a soul. It is a soul that adopts a body and plays a part. All his sanskars remain in each soul. Each soul is independent. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father. Only at this time do you receive this knowledge. You will not receive it again. The world doesn't know that you are sitting in peace. This is called natural peace. We souls came from up above to play our parts through bodies. We souls were originally residents of that place. This knowledge is in your intellects. There is no question of Hatha Yoga, etc. in this. This is very easy. We souls now have to go back home, but we cannot go there without becoming pure. In order to become pure, you have to remember the Father, the Supreme Soul. Your sins will be erased by remembering him. There is no question of difficulty. When you go for a walk, stay in remembrance of the Father. It is only now that you can become pure by having remembrance. There it is a pure world. There in that pure world there is no need for this knowledge because there are no sinful acts performed there. It is here that sins have to be absolved by having remembrance. There you do everything naturally as you do here. Then you come down little by little. It isn't that you also have to have this practice there. It is now that you have to have this practice. Your batteries have to be charged now, and then they will definitely gradually be discharged. Only once at this time do you receive the knowledge of how to charge your batteries. How long it takes you to become Tamopratan from Satopratan. From the beginning, your batteries continue to decrease a little at a time. There are just souls in the incorporeal world. There are no bodies there. So there is no question there of your battery going down naturally or the charge decreasing. It is only when the motor car goes that the battery begins to discharge. When the motor car is just standing, the battery does not work. The battery would start when the car goes. In a motor car, the battery continues to be charged. but your batteries are only charged once, at this time. Then, when you begin to act through your bodies, the batteries decrease a little. First of all, explain that He is the Supreme Father, the one whom all souls remember. They say, O God, He is the Father and we are the children. Here, it is explained to you children how your batteries have to be charged. You can tour around and remember the Father, and you will become Satyaprathan. If you don't understand anything, you can ask. It is very easy. Our batteries discharge every 5,000 years. The Father comes and charges everyone's battery. Everyone remembers God at the time of destruction. For instance, when there is a flood, all devotees try to remember God. However, at that time, they will not be able to have remembrance of God. It would only be friends and relatives, wealth and property that are remembered. Although they say, O God, that is just for the sake of saying it. God is the Father and we are His children. They don't know this at all. They receive the incorrect knowledge of omnipresence. The Father comes and gives you correct knowledge. The department of devotion is completely separate. They have to stumble along on the path of devotion. The night of Brahma is the night of Brahmins. The day of Brahma is the day of Brahmins. It would not be said the day of Shudras and the night of Shudras. The Father sits here and explains these secrets. This is an unlimited night and day. The night is now coming to an end and you are going into the day. These words are mentioned in the scriptures. They speak of the day of Brahma and the night of Brahma, but they do not know anything. Your intellects have now gone into the unlimited. In fact, you can say of the deities, the day of Vishnu and the night of Vishnu, because the relationship between Brahma and Vishnu is explained to you. No one else can understand what the occupation of the Trimurti is. They have put God into a fish and a crocodile and into the cycle of birth and death. Radha and Krishna, etc., are also human beings, but they have divine virtues. You now have to become like them. You will then become deities in your next birth. There was the account of 84 births, but that has now finished. It will now repeat. You are now receiving these teachings. The Father says, sweetest children, have the faith that you are souls. They say that they are actors, but they don't understand how souls come down from up above. They consider themselves to be bodily beings. We souls come from up above. But when shall we go back again? To go up above means to die, to shed your body. Who wants to die? The Father has said, simply continue to forget your bodies. He teaches you how to die alive. No one else can teach you this. You have come here to go to your home. It is only now that you receive the knowledge of how to go back home. This is your final birth in the land of death. The golden age is called the land of immortality. It is now in the intellects of you children that you soon have to go back home. First of all, you have to go to your home, the land of liberation. It is here that you have to shed the costume of that body, and then the soul will go back home. When a limited play ends, the actors take off their costumes, leave them there, and put on the clothes they wear at home and go back home. In the same way, you too now have to shed those costumes and return home. There are very few deities in the Golden Age. Here there are countless human beings. There would just be the one original eternal deity religion. They now call themselves Hindus. They have forgotten their elevated religion and acts, and this is why they have become unhappy. In the Golden Age, your religion and actions were elevated. Now, in the Iron Age, your religion has become corrupt. Does it enter your intellects how you have fallen? You now give the introduction of the Unlimited Father. The Unlimited Father comes and creates the new world, heaven. He says, Man above. These words are from the Gita. The name given to the knowledge of Easy Raj Yoga is the Gita. This is your school. When children come and study here, they say it is the school of our Baba. For instance, the child of a principal would say, I am studying in my father's college. If his mother is also a principal, he would say, both my mother and father are principals. Both of them are teaching. It is the college of my mother and father. You would say, this is the school of our mama and baba. Both of them are teaching. Both of them have opened this spiritual college or university. Both of them are teaching at the same time. The father, Brahma, has adopted you. These are very deep matters of knowledge. The father is not explaining anything new to you. He also gave you this explanation in the previous cycle. Yes, there is so much knowledge, and it continues to become deeper day by day. Look how you receive the explanation of souls. Such a tiny soul has a part of 84 births recorded in him. It is never destroyed. A soul is imperishable, and so the part within him is also imperishable. A soul hears through his ears. When there is a body, there is a part. When a soul separates from his body, you cannot receive a response. The father now says, children, you now have to return home. When this most auspicious confluence age comes, you have to return home. Purity is the main thing that is needed. Only pure souls reside in the land of peace. The land of peace and the land of happiness are both pure lands. There are no bodies there. Souls are pure. No one's battery discharges there. When you adopt a body here, the motor begins to work. When a motor car is standing still, the petrol does not reduce. The lights of you souls have now become very dim. They haven't gone out completely. When a person dies, people ignite an earthenware lamp, and they look after it very carefully so that it doesn't go out. The light of a soul never goes out completely. It is imperishable. The father sits here and explains all of these things. Baba knows that you are very sweet children and that you have been burnt by sitting on the pyre of lust. I am awakening you again. You became completely Tamopratan corpses. You didn't know the Father at all. Human beings are of no use at all. The ashes of human beings are of no use. It isn't that the ashes of important people are useful, whereas those of poor people aren't. Everything gets mixed. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust, no matter who it is. Some people have cremation ceremonies, whereas others have burials. Parsis keep the corpse on a tower over a well, and the birds come and eat the flesh. The bones then fall into the well. That is at least useful. So many people in the world die. You now have to shed your bodies automatically. You have come here to shed your bodies and return home. That is, you have come here to die. You go in happiness because you are going to the land of liberation in life. Whatever part each one of you has played, you will play that same part till the end. The Father will continue to inspire you to make effort and will continue to watch as the detached observer. This is a matter of understanding. There is no question of being afraid in this. We are making efforts for ourselves to shed our bodies in order to go to heaven. You simply have to continue to remember the Father, and your final thoughts will then lead you to your destination. This requires effort. Effort is needed in every study. God has come to teach you, so this study must definitely be a great one. Divine virtues are needed here. You have to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. They existed in the Golden Age. You have come here to become Golden Age deities once again. The aim and objective is so easy. The Trimurti is also clear. How could you explain if you didn't have the pictures of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar? Brahma becomes Vishnu and Vishnu becomes Brahma. They show 8 arms of Brahma and 100 arms of Brahma because Brahma has so many children. So they have made those pictures. However, it isn't that there are human beings with so many arms. Ravan with 10 heads is also symbolic. There is no human being like that. The Father sits here and explains this. People do not know anything. This is also a play. No one knows when this began. They say that it has existed from time immemorial. Oh, but when was that? The Father teaches you, sweetest children. He is the teacher and also the guru. So you children should have so much happiness. On whose directions are these museums, etc., being opened? Here there is just the mother, the father and the children. There are so many children. Centres continue to be opened according to directions. People say, you say that God speaks through a chariot, so grant us a vision. Oh, but have you had a vision of a soul? How would you be able to have a vision of such a tiny point? There is no need for it. It is just a matter of knowing about souls. A soul resides in the center of each forehead. And such a big body functions on that basis. You now neither have a crown of light nor a jewel-studded crown. You are once again making effort to claim both crowns. You claim the inheritance from the Father every cycle. Baba asks you, have we met before? You say, yes, Baba. We have been meeting every cycle. Why? To become like Lakshmi and Narayan. Everyone would say the same thing. The Father says, Acha, since you say auspicious things, now make effort. Not everyone will become Narayan from an ordinary man. Subjects are also needed. There is the story of the true Narayan. Those people relate that story, but nothing enters their intellects. You children understand that that is the land of peace, the incorporeal world. From there you will go to the land of happiness. It is only the one Father who takes you to the land of happiness. Explain to anyone and tell him, we are now to return home. Only the bodiless Father will take all souls home. The Father has now come, but they don't know him. The Father says, they don't even know the one whose body I enter. There is the chariot too. Every soul enters a chariot. The soul of everyone resides in the centre of his or her forehead. The Father comes and sits in the centre of this forehead. He explains very easily. Only the one Father is the purifier. All the children of the Father are the same, and each one has his own part. No one can interfere with this. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Remove your attachment from that costume, that body, and die alive. That is, settle all your past karmic accounts. 2. In order to become double-crowned, make effort to study and imbibe divine virtues. Make effort according to your aim and your auspicious words. Blessing. May you be a knowledgeable soul who uplifts those who defame you, and one who finishes any thoughts of causing anyone harm. Even if someone defames you, causes you harm or insults you every day, let there not be any feelings of dislike for that one in your mind. To uplift those who defame you is the task of knowledgeable souls. You children insulted the Father for 63 births, and the Father still looked at you with benevolent vision. So follow the Father. To be a knowledgeable soul is to have feelings of benevolence for everyone. Do not have the slightest thought of causing anyone harm. Slogan. Stabilize yourself in the stage of man above, and you will understand the intentions in the minds of others. Om Shanti.